I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 19th. The developers of a proposed 20-unit apartment building at the site of the former Imperial Terrace restaurant on C Street in Quincy have agreed to install a circular driveway as part of the project. During last week's planning board meeting, JVC C Street LLC, which is Quincy City Solicitor Jim Timmons and his son, agreed to the circular driveway in response to concerns about delivery trucks parking on C Street causing a traffic issue. The three-story, 20-unit building, with 34 parking spaces under the building and 11 exterior parking spaces, is still in the proposed design phase. The plans also call for professionally designed drainage improvements and landscaping. The planning board continued that hearing. The zoning board also has to approve the plan. The Quincy Band Boosters Club has to raise another $4,000 to reach their $35,000 goal. The program leader, John Toller, says members of the Quincy North Quincy High School Band and Color Guard and all five middle school bands are asking the public to help them reach their goal by May 2nd. The fundraiser kicked off on April 4th and has raised just over $31,000. The funds are used to help pay costs for music lessons, scholarships, and other investments that will grow the band and color guard program. Donations can be made through the Quincy Band Boosters and Quincy Public Schools social media sites. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing that the Sheriff's Office has brought in a new colleague to its ranks. This one has already jumped in. Paws first, Eddie. A new comfort therapy dog was recently added to the office's canine unit, where he'll be deployed to provide comfort and assurance to residents of Norfolk County, assisted by his handler and partner, Officer Michael Monahan. Eddie underwent a rigorous training through professional canine services out of Middleborough and received certifications as a therapy dog and emotional support canine. He is a lab mix, was rescued from a shelter in Florida before being brought to Massachusetts for training and employment. Eddie will be visiting schools, senior residences, hospitals, and other locations throughout Norfolk County, as well as being called upon to respond in moments of crisis or trauma. A man is recovering at a Boston hospital from serious injuries after he was shot at the Ruggles MBTA station. T police said the shooting at Ruggles happened at about 6:20 yesterday afternoon. Responding officers found a man in the lower busway of Ruggles station suffering from several gunshot wounds to his legs. EMS brought the victim to Boston Medical Center to be treated for non-life-threatening injuries. The victim has not been identified. No arrests have been made. Northeastern University sent out an alert to its students regarding the shooting, saying officers from the Northeastern University Police Department responded to the scene at Ruggles Station. According to Northeastern, the suspects were pursued away from campus. T police are investigating the facts and circumstances surrounding the shooting. Well, the Swan boats are officially open for the season. Many people were out to catch the first rides on Saturday. Among them was Boston Mayor Michelle Wu. It was her younger son's first Swan boat ride. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are down. The Dow lost 39 points, and the NASDAQ and S&P both off a fraction of a point. Shares higher. In Asia, the euro is down and oil is over $107 a barrel. Sports: Twins beat the Red Sox 8-3. The Blue Jays are at Fenway tonight at 7:10. Bruins are at St. Louis at 8 o'clock. And the Nets and Celtics will be in Boston Wednesday at 7 p.m. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, morning wind and rain tapering off to scattered showers and maybe some sunny breaks later with a high 58 degrees. Tonight, clear, low 40. Sunny and breezy tomorrow, high 57. Thursday, cloudy 61. Friday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-60s. For the boater today, waves 2 to 3 feet. That wind right now, southeast gusting to 40 knots and a high tide right after 2 p.m. Sunrise at 5:56, set at 7:29. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Tuesday, April 19th.